My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIA AURELIAN, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is the patient Gladys Smith, GLADYSSMITH. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and history of gout and the aging process. Recent labs reveal a slight decrease in the renal function with BUN of 36 from 31, creatinine of 2.12 from 1.81. And a GFR of 23 from 30. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of the activity in the urinary sediments. There is also no available labs to calculate for proteinuria. Period. This slight decline in renal function could be related to the patient's uncontrolled hypertension, as well as other factors with her health relating to recent breast biopsy, as well as anemia, period. Her blood pressure is elevated at 171. Over 64, and she presents with bilateral lower extremity edema, as well as left arm swelling, period. We adjusted the clonidine regimen and advised her to elevate her lower extremities when seated, as well as to apply compression stockings to her lower extremities, period. We advised her to purchase a lymphedema wrap and proceeded to wrap her left arm with ACE bandages in the office, period. We advised her to decrease her intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as her overall fluid intake to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. We will continue to monitor for now. Period number 2, iron deficiency anemia, which could be related to the myelodysplastic syndrome. That's MYELODYSPLASTIC, myelodysplastic syndrome, period. Her HNH is 8.7 and 27.8%, and her iron saturation is only 12%, period. She was following at the Florida Cancer Center with hematologists in the past, but I'm unsure whether or not she is currently seeing them for her anemia, period. We will send a referral for further evaluation and treatment of her iron deficiency, period. Number 3, hypertension, blood pressure today is 171 over 64. We discontinued the 0.1 milligram of clonidine and continued the 0.2 milligram daily. In addition, we started 0.3 milligrams of clonidine transdermal patch, which she should apply one patch every week, period. She must also continue with the rest of her antihypertensive regimen and decrease her sodium intake, period. We advised her to monitor and record her blood pressure readings at home and to bring them to the next visit for assessment of the blood pressure trends, period. The next number, hyperlipidemia. Elevated LDL of 135, as well as total cholesterol level of 209, noted. She is advised to consume a diet low in simple carbohydrates and fat, as well as cholesterol. She is currently She is not currently on a statin, period. We will continue to monitor and consider adding one if her cholesterol is not controlled with the diet, period. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout. She currently undergoes Krystexxa treatment, KrystexXa, at the Florida Cancer Center and has an appointment tomorrow. Her uric acid level is less than 0.2, period. She is also taking allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily, period. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will order mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation. Edema of the left arm is being managed by the PCP, Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, period. The patient is status post left breast biopsy and developed the edema after the fact. Venous ultrasound was conducted and was negative for DVT. Another ultrasound of the left axilla was conducted and shows hematoma. The patient's PCP is aware and will follow up. Period. As previously stated, we wrapped the arm with ACE bandage and advised her to elevate it on a pillow when she's at home. Period. We will follow up in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. And